Speaking at a packed press conference to formally present the book, Father Federico Lombardi, the Vatican spokesperson, said the Pope agreed to the interview book because he wanted to talk informally and in a simple language about some of the most pressing questions of our times. Another speaker, Archbishop Rino Fisichella, said the book reveals the Pope's humanity, and through it he opens the door of his apartment and lets us in to share with him a glimpse of his daily life and his thoughts, his worries, and his hopes for the future. Peter Ziffield, the journalist, was also present at Tuesday's press conference, and he expressed his regret that the media has focused almost exclusively on the Pope's remarks about condoms in the book, rather than looking at the book in its entirety and at the wide range of issues covered. Father Lombardi clarified to journalists that the Pope's comments about condom use being a lesser evil than transmitting HIV/AIDS also apply to women. The confusion arose because the Italian translation of the book used the feminine for prostitute, whereas the original German used the masculine. Archbishop Fisichella says the impression gained from the book is of a Pope who is optimistic about the life of the Church despite the many difficulties it has always encountered. He said it is also a Church with sinners within its midst, but on the other hand, if it weren't for the existence of the Church, whole sectors of life would collapse because of the good deeds it performs. In his remarks about the sex abuse crisis in the book, Pope Benedict acknowledged it was a huge crisis and likened it to the eruption of a volcano that covered everything with its filth. He also disclosed that he never considered resigning as a result of the scandal, saying one can't run away at the moment of greatest danger. When asked about the power exercised by a pontiff, Pope Benedict said being pope doesn't mean presenting oneself as a sovereign full of glory, but instead rendering witness to the crucified Christ and carrying out his ministry in union with him. Pope Benedict also spoke at length in his book about the relationship between Christianity and modernity, and stressed that the latter does not only consist of negative things. It has, he continued, great moral values that derive directly from Christianity. Finally, one of the key messages that the Pope is conveying in this interview book is his desire for humanity to put God once again at the top, in order to contradict a large part of the culture of the past few decades that seeks to portray God as superfluous. I'm Susie Hodges.